It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in Matthew chapter 24, and we're going to begin reading with the 14th verse. So Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. So if you could open your Bibles and follow along, it would be great. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, the address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, it's 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, I'd love for you to do that. We've got many studies there. We've got our Constitution, Plan of Salvation. Everything is very clear, and we would love for you to visit that, enjoy it, come to know the Lord Jesus, and grow through it as well. And it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. It's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And you can email us if you'd like to parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one would be just fine. And now we'll begin the reading, Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judah flee unto the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Woe unto them that are with child, and to them which give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall a great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. Except those days be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs, false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. We're going to end with that 26th verse there of Matthew chapter 24, and we're going to begin with prayer. Father, thank you that we can come together today and enjoy this time. It's so precious that we have this time together, and I ask, Father, that you would guide and lead us and take us down the path, the spiritual path that you want us to travel today, that you will guide and lead us. You will bring people to know you as their Lord and Savior. They'll realize that they're just religious and not saved, not born again. I ask, Father, that you'll make that very clear today and help us to not only come to know you as our Savior, but also to grow and to serve you each and every day. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We went through the last time we were together concerning the Gospels. And yes, there is only the gospel of grace that we are in today. It is what we have now. The gospel now, the gospel of grace, will not be preached to every tribe during this time, during the church age, during the day of grace, the gospel of grace. There are multitudes of people that have not heard the truth, the gospel today. And we need to understand that everything is in place for the return of the Lord Jesus, for him to come and not, as we are reading here, concerning the things that are coming at the end of the tribulation period. It is here and now. We're talking about the rapture of the church. We're talking about the church being taken out of this world and taken home to be with the Lord Jesus. That will take place prior to the tribulation period starting and entering into this onto this earth. And so we need to understand. And so as we look at that final one here, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. That will be, and that is the final preaching and proclamation of the gospel. And we read from 2 Samuel and from Matthew, and we read concerning three different areas in Matthew. We read from the Gospel of Luke. The Jews rejected the kingdom, and it was set aside till God's appointed time. And so, yes, the gospel of the kingdom was proclaimed. Jesus was here. They rejected it, the Jews. They rejected this precious gospel. So they were set aside. Now, there's going to be another time that this will come and be proclaimed to them, as it says in verse 14. But that will be during the tribulation period. That is going to be the opportunity and the time. Then God's going to call the Jewish nation back together. The temple will be built. They will worship in the temple, and they'll come back. There's going to be, as we've talked about, 144,000 preachers of the gospel, the true gospel. And there's going to be millions of people during that tribulation period. There's going to be many, many, most of them Jews. There will be some Gentiles, but there's going to be many of them is going to be saved, born again, during the tribulation period. But it is going to be a most awful time for them. And so we need to understand that today there are multitudes of people that have been sitting in the church, the physical church, not the spiritual church. The spiritual church is all born-again believers. But the physical church is one that it's hard to tell what the doctrine might be. You could call them a cult in many cases because they have followed after the Word of God in their own way. They have not stayed with the truth. They have left that beautiful old King James Bible. They have chosen themselves to make up their own thoughts and ways. And in turn, the preachers of those denominations, of those cults, they do not preach the truth. They don't tell you that you need to be born again. Now, if you'll notice, if you've listened very long, you found that I don't tell you that this is the only church. And there are many churches that preach the truth, that preach the gospel. However, if you leave the old King James, then you have begun to lessen the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to stay with the old King James Bible. There's been multitudes who have been saved through that. Don't think that you need to have something that you can read more comfortably in order for you to understand it. What you need is to acknowledge by the witness and the conviction of the Holy Spirit that you're a sinner, that you're lost, and that you need a Savior. And that Savior is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He died on the cross. He took your sins away on that cross when He died. He took all your sins. You've been set free. But unless you come to Him by faith, accepting the free gift of salvation, and that's something that you acknowledge, that you take an opportunity to say, I accept that I'm a sinner. I accept that I'm going to hell right now. I accept that fact. And I also, by faith, acknowledge that you, Jesus, alone can take my sins away, set me free, and save me. Now, you must do that. You must acknowledge that. And that comes because the Holy Spirit's convicting your heart, not because I'm telling you to say that. It's because the Holy Spirit is telling you and showing you that you're a sinner and you need Jesus. He will show you your sin, and then he'll introduce you to Jesus. Please come to him today. Because if you don't, no matter how much money you've given, no matter how much work you've done, accomplished, no matter what you've done in your lifetime, if you have not accepted that free gift of salvation from Jesus, you're going to hell. You're going to hell. Says, I don't believe in hell. Well, that's fine. You'll find out it's real. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. The Word of God tells us very clearly that there's a place for those that do not believe, and that would be you if you do not come by faith to Jesus. So that's something you need to do today. You need to take care of. Today is the day of salvation, because there is a day coming when the day of grace will be over. Jesus will meet us in the air. The trump will sound. He'll call us home. What a glorious day that'll be. And we'll come and be with him, all true believers. And those that have been so super religious and have not taken that step. And let me say one more word. If you don't remember a time when you have done that, you're not saved. You're not saved. And again, I'm not talking about being a member of this church. I'm talking you about you being a member of the church. And you'll attain that, you'll receive that, if you will come by faith to Jesus Christ. And the day you do, that's the day you'll never forget. I've told you many, many times in all the programs that we've had that I was halfway between the house and the Pharaoh house the day that I got saved. Now, I don't know exactly what day that was. I didn't write it down. I was all by myself. The Word of God had convicted my heart, had shown me I was a sinner, and I asked Jesus to come into my heart and save me. It was sometime in the summertime, so I'm thinking July. It was in 1975. So that shows you how many years that I've been saved. And I'm more excited about Jesus today than I have ever been, because he lives within my heart. Because you see, the day that you truly ask Jesus to come into your heart is a day that the Holy Spirit comes to live within you. He is the teacher. He is the one that will guide us. So understand that. Now, everything is in order today for Jesus to come and take us home, all true believers. And what's going to happen is the man of sin will come on the scene and declare that he is God, and he will reign approximately 7 years. It's during this time that the 144,000 will be sealed and proceed with the gospel of the kingdom. That's what we've got here in verse 14, to every tribe and tongue, to all the people of the world will hear that precious gospel. And so that's what is coming. And so as we have looked at this, the gospel, when you say the gospel, you know it's the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. But there is a time when that gospel, if it is rejected. Now, if you reject the gospel today, you will not have an opportunity to be saved after the rapture. In other words, when the church is taken away, but you've heard the gospel today, you've heard it today, and you say, you know, I want to think about it, but Jesus comes tonight, you will not have an opportunity of salvation. You will be sent such a strong delusion. You will get the mark of the beast. And you will believe the lie that the Antichrist is telling you, and you will follow him, and you will be damned eternally. in the lake of fire. Now is the time to be saved. Today is the accepted time because Jesus can come anytime. Let's go back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning to read with verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. That's what Paul is saying here, by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them a strong delusion, that they shall believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believeth not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Now I have given you the truth. It's what the Word of God tells us. And the Spirit of God convicting your heart right now, I pray that you listen. I pray that you listen. Today is the accepted time because Jesus can come any minute. Over to verse 15, Matthew 24:15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whosoever readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judah flee into the mountain. Let them which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Woe unto them that are with child, and to them which give suck in those days. Pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither in the Sabbath day, for there shall be great tribulation, such as not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And we're going to stop right there. You'll notice there is no reference here to the church. This is just the Jews. Now, there will be Gentiles that will be saved during this time. There will be Gentiles that will go into the to this tribulation period. But there is no reference to the church because the church is gone. The church is left prior to this taking place. The Lord Jesus is going to call us home. Now, we have Daniel here. We have the abomination of desolation. We have the holy place, and we have Judah. We have four items, four things that are listed here in these couple of verses. Specific place, specific events will come to pass just before all, literally, hell breaks loose on the earth. You know, it's going to be about 3.5 years that people are going to follow the Antichrist. They're going to follow his leadership, follow the lies that he has. Everything, it's, you know, going to be pretty quiet. But the last 3.5 years, the Antichrist will break the covenant that he has made with the Jews and will make one last desperate attempt to annihilate Israel from the face of the earth. The abomination of desolation. The abomination of desolation. Let's go to Daniel chapter 11, verse 31. Daniel chapter 11, verse 31. And the arm shall stand on his part. They shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate. At that time, the Antichrist, anti means that he is not Christ, but he determines himself to be Christ. He says, I am God. And he goes right into the Holy of Holies and sits on the throne of God. This is in the temple, and it's an abomination of desolation, the scripture tells us. And that's going to take place 3.5 years in, when he really calls himself God. Now, the holy place we're talking about here, of course, is the temple, the Holy of Holies. When the Antichrist stands in this holy place, in this temple, to make things desolate, as it says. Let's go to chapter 12 of Daniel. I hope you didn't turn back. Again, it is also in verse 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days, and so we have the time set, 3.5 years. When we look at what's going to take place during this time, those that are saved, that are born again, are going to flee. Many think they're going to go to Petra, where it'll be the safest place that they can go, if any place will be safe. A place of refuge. They will flee during this time of Jacob's trouble, as the scripture calls it. Let's go back to Jeremiah chapter 30. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. If I'm turning too fast here, just write them down. You can look at them a little bit later. I do love for you to have them before you and look at them at the same time. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7, alas, for the day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the day of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Scripture tells us here that they're to flee, as the 18th verse here, as we look back, verse 16 first, let them which be in Judah flee into the mountains. Again, it's thought maybe that Petra would be a place that would take place. Let them which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of the house. You know, at the time and in the area where they're living, a lot of times it's hot, and they would be on the housetop or porch, as we would maybe call it. And it'd be such an emergency that you don't go downstairs and grab what you have and leave with anything else. You just leave as quickly as you can. You just run as fast as you can run. And then down in verse 18, it says, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. You see, this is going to be such a wicked time, such a terrible time here on earth. Now, if you trust in Jesus today, if you come by faith to him, you're not going to have to face this. This is not going to be something, and again, I spoke this is mostly about the Jews, but it is the Gentiles. And so the sad thing is that you're hearing the gospel today. And if you reject it, and Jesus comes tonight, takes his church away, you're going to have to face this wickedness alone, because you can't be saved after this time. Only those that have not heard the gospel will have the opportunity of salvation. It says here in verse 18, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. They're not talking about, I don't think, going home to gather other clothes. When you're working, when you're laboring, you will take your outer coat off and put it in the, today we'd call it the fence line, but could put it in the end of the field. And we are told here that when this thing happens, when this abomination of desolation, don't even go get your coat at the edge of the field. You run for your life. Run for your life. That's going to be the level of the wickedness here. Verse 19, woe unto them that are with child and to them which give suck in those days. Don't be concerned today if you are born again, because you're not going to have to face this. You and your child, if it's a little child or if you're with child, either way, you're going home if you know Jesus as your Savior. If you do not, and you go into this tribulation period, again, today you've heard the gospel. I've told you how to be born again. Do not reject that. Do not put it aside. Take care of it today. Be ready, because you don't know when you're going to die. Jesus might come, or you might face death. In either one, there's two times in this life that we have no control of. One is the day we're born and where we're born. We don't have that choice. The other is death. We have no control on the day we're going to die. Nor do we know when Jesus is going to come. We don't know these things. And the only way that we can do something about it is to trust in Jesus today and begin that wonderful walk and that wonderful life that I started back in 1975. All these years, I've enjoyed the presence of the Lord. I've enjoyed his wisdom. I've enjoyed his understanding. I've enjoyed serving him. And I want you to do the same. I want you to do the same. No matter what your church tells you, this is what the Word of God tells you. No matter what your, the Scripture's very clear. Don't follow your grandfather. Don't, you know, because this is where Dad went to church. This is where Grandpa went to church. This is where Great-Grandpa went to church. This is where I go to church. Well, if it's a good Bible-believing, soul-winning church that's telling you how to be born again, how to be saved, how to trust in Jesus, then fine, make your decision and come to him. But if it's not, get out. The time is very short. He is coming very, very soon. So, concerning the children, next is, but pray that ye your flight be not in the winter, neither in the Sabbath day. So as we look at the winter time there, where are they fleeing? They're fleeing to the mountains. And we think of this area here being more, the temperature not so cold, but there are areas that are very cold. There are areas that have much winter. Especially if you're not prepared for that, especially if you don't live in an area where that you have things and you don't have time to go back and get anything anyway. So, woe to them. Pray that it's not that time. And then on the Sabbath day, it says neither on the Sabbath day. In the Jewish economy, long journeys were prohibited on the Sabbath day. It's believed that probably 1 mile was the extent that you could travel on the Sabbath day. They're under those laws and those rules. And then shall be great tribulation, verse 21 tells us. And that's where we're going to start next time we get together. It's always a joy. Please, I beg you to come to Jesus today. And my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?